Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. Welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio show. Today's show is about a new year, a new gladiator you. And joining me to talk about this is Amy Mack, the head trainer of Camp Gladiator Dallas, Texas. Amy grew up being a multi-sports athlete, focusing on cross-country, volleyball, basketball, and track. She is a graduate of the University of Texas with a degree in Spanish and received her master's from the University of North Texas. Amy has been coaching track and field since 2002, and she has been an elite running coach and personal trainer to many individuals in the Dallas area. She is a NASM certified personal trainer, corrective exercise specialist, a performance specialist, and is also a certified personal trainer of the Cooper Clinic Institute. Good morning, Amy. A happy new year to you, and welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning? Hello, Amy. How are you? Hello, Amy. Can you hear me? Hello, Amy. I think we got disconnected here. I'm not really sure what happens, but we will continue on, and I believe Amy will be probably calling back shortly. Hello, Amy. Well, anyway, let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. This is the last show of this week, of this month, and we will be discussing fitness. And Amy, I guess you're back online.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sorry about
I thought
that.
I lost you there for a while.
Difficulties.
No problem at all. Well, anyway, good morning to you, and happy new year, and welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me. Happy new year to you guys as well.
Well, thank you. And we're excited because this is the last show, as I was about to mention just now, about fitness, a new year, a new you. So, but before we get into all that stuff, let's talk a little bit about your life's journey. Please walk us through your life from childhood to the present moment.
Well, I would love to. I grew up about an hour south of Dallas out on a beautiful ranch with my family. And ever since I was a little girl, my father put a basketball in my hand on the sidewalk and said, "All right, go dribble it." So I learned how to dribble at the age of three. And pretty much since I don't even remember my life without sports or at least being active in some way. I was a ballet, tap, jazz dancer. I played on every soccer league. I played basketball. I loved running around. My parents were always extremely supportive of the fact that I wasn't one of those kids that wanted to be excellent at one sport, but I wanted to be great at a lot of different sports.
Interesting.
So, were you
very competitive at the very beginning, at a very early age in terms of, just being competitive? Of competing with your siblings, so to speak.
Well, I have an older sister. We're 7 years apart, and you could say that we were pretty competitive. Mm-hmm. She was also an athlete, and I think I just looked up to her. I looked up to my dad and my mom, who always were, telling me, be involved in this. And I think I always took that to the next level because I loved playing the sports, but I always really liked being the best at the sports. And so that competitive nature has been in me since I can remember.
Interesting. Well, tell us a little bit about what is a boot camp?
Well, a boot camp is actually, if you think about it from a military sense, it's a 12 or 18-week program that people go off to get prepared physically and mentally for whatever they have coming up in war. So about in the last 20 years when health and fitness has really surged to the top of a lot of people's priority list, people who went off to boot camp came back from boot camp and realized, wow, this program really got me in tip-top shape. So a lot of ex-military people decided to start their own boot camps for civilians because of the phenomenal physical shape it got people in. And that phenomenon kind of, kept running like crazy. And the more popular boot camps got, the more people started opening up different types of niches of boot camps, which is what I would say we are. We're not a boot camp where, there's a drill sergeant standing up front with whistle and boots and full-out military fatigues. You can find groups like that around that will get you in shape. However, we decided to go with the boot camp name because of the formation of the type of the style of workout we do. But definitely, I would not say our atmosphere is like a military boot camp.
Okay. Well, what is Camp Gladiator then?
Well, Camp Gladiator is some people really want to come out to a boot camp, but what we've really gotten to start saying now to a lot of people is we're an outdoor fitness camp, which means Camp Gladiator is unlike any workout you've ever seen. It is hard. It is fun. It is intense. It's group-oriented. It's inviting. Everyone who comes out to camp has a friend out there, whether you know it or not. And we just take fitness that you would normally do, what we call, you know, in the boring gym, on the treadmill or on the elliptical, and we bring it outside. And what we always ask people, were you a former athlete of any kind? And if whether the answer is yes or no, we say, well, regardless of if you were or not, coming to Camp Gladiator is a little bit like going back to sports practice. We incorporate a lot of sports-specific style training because most people who are in the most phenomenal shape right now in our society are elite athletes.
Right,
so
that's true.
Figure if they are going to go through a training program like that, why can't we put regular civilian individuals through an elite training program to get their bodies to look the same way?
Well, I mean, it sounds like there is a difference between a boot camp and Camp Gladiator, obviously, because a lot of people, I think I'm part of those guys who really doesn't know much about Camp Gladiator. I mean, the things that we've seen on TV, for example, you see boot camp. And most recent thing I've seen on TV on the Discovery Channel is the Elite Ranger, the Green Berets boot camp. And I've mentioned to you once before, and this is interesting for all listeners. I mean, Amy was at one time my personal trainer, and I really enjoyed it, and it was wonderful. And I keep on telling her now that I think I need to go work out before I go to attend your gladiator camp.
That all the time, Johnny. We hear that. Probably I hear that on a daily basis. Wow, I don't know if I can come out to boot camp. I think I need to work out to get ready for it. And you know what
right.
we say?
Mm-hmm.
There is absolutely nothing you're going to be able to do in the gym to get you ready for an outdoor fitness camp or for Camp Gladiator. And we tell everyone, come out to camp. And the best thing about Camp Gladiator that I think applies to us and not many other places is we are a complete all fitness level camp. We take people who have never worked out before, all the way to elite athletes and everything in between. And some of our campers may need to lose, I mean, we've had people that need to lose 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. And then we've had people who just want to come out and stay conditioned. But the great thing about us is we're a go-at-your-own-pace camp, and we're also an all-fitness-level camp.
That's very, very interesting. Well, is there any, you know, besides, I know you're saying all that, but what does it take to be, that's from the participant's standpoint of view. But how about the trainers? Because you guys obviously have a bunch of trainers, and you being one of the head trainers here in the Dallas area, what does it take to be a qualified trainer for Camp Gladiator?
Well, to be a qualified trainer at CG, we'll call it CG because that's kind of how our nickname for it is. At CG is obviously we ask that all of our trainers be certified personal trainers. And the list of certified personal trainers can be anything from the Cooper Institute to National Academy of Sports Medicine to the American College of Sports Medicine. There are a number of high-rated and credentials certifications that you can receive. And obviously, anyone who has a bachelor's or master's degree in kinesiology or exercise sports physiology, that's just the paper portion of being a trainer. And obviously, there are a lot of those people out there. But
basically, you guys are setting a certain standards too, which is good because you'll find that all the participants are looking at you guys. And I presume in your workout session, you guys are actually participating too, right, with the participants?
We do a lot of the participating. We do a lot of demonstrating. A lot of times when it's, you know, real competitive, one of us will hop in and, you know, we'll race against some people or just really, you know, jump in and try to get as into the workout as we possibly can. But the other flip side of being a trainer for CG is we require a really interesting what we call internship process. If you are the top trainer in Dallas and you want to work for CG, you don't just hop into our workout and say, I'm a trainer at CG.
Right.
You actually have to become a camper first. And we actually ask that everybody who will ever be a trainer know what it feels like to be a participant at CG. And then after you know what it's like to be a participant, then we just ask that you come out and help out at camp and just see what it's like to be a trainer. And then the next step is obviously we're kind of cheesy and we're a little bit, you know, kind of, I call ourselves dorks about it, but in order to be a trainer with us, you really have to become part of our family. Mm-hmm. And we count on each other, and that's the beauty of a team-based approach to training. Is it's not this trainer this and this trainer that, but really we work together collectively to make sure that all of our campers feel invited, all of our campers feel like they've got the best workout, and then also they can come to us with any question they have about health or fitness.
Interesting. Now, you know that this is beginning of the year, and obviously everybody is all rushing out to join all the various health clubs and so forth, and I know that you guys are a little bit unconventional because you don't have a facility, so to speak, air conditioned and those kind of things, to entice people to show up. So where do you guys hold your workout sessions?
We actually have sessions all over DFW right now, and we use a little bit unconventional location. I mean, you're not going to go to a facility for CG. You're going to show up to a local park. Or maybe we have a partnership with a church that we may use their parking lot. And, in fact, we have a lot of that here in Dallas. We use the Watermark Church, which is off of Croydon 635. They're wonderful, and they let us use their parking lots on certain mornings. We also use a lot of the Dallas City parks, such as Griggs Park, Keith Park. In Highland Park, we use the Burleson Park. And then up in our north areas, we've gotten really, really great partnerships with Addison Circle, and then a really large, it's an apartment slash living area in Plano slash the Colony. It's called Austin Ranch, and they let us use soccer fields. So we've got great, great community ties with people to really be able to reach out to everyone that lives in that community to come out and be a part of CG.
Interesting. Any competitions from the local sports clubs and so forth?
Well, we don't actually have any competition with them. We've got a beautiful partnership with some of them. There's one by the name of Dallas Sport and Social Club, and they host intramural sports for all adult leagues, such as flag football, basketball, and we actually have a partnership with them. If you were to go to their website, we're the official boot camp for them, and we also have that same partnership with Big D Sports. And so instead of competing with them, we've actually turned out to be partners with them.
Very interesting. Well, what type of exercise can someone expect when attending your boot camp?
Well, you just never know, Johnny, because we pride ourselves on having extremely unique workouts every time you come. And in fact, in the little over year and a half that we've been doing Camp Gladiator, we have never repeated a workout. Now, I know that's hard to believe. That doesn't mean that we don't do push-ups at every session or we don't do steps. What we do and how it's structured, how many we do, maybe it's a partner-style drill. We've never repeated a workout, but a typical session that you can come out to always includes a really thorough warm-up so that everybody's stretched and ready to go. We do a lot of functional training, which means, you know, no bicep curls. You know, that's the old days past in the gym. We want people to be able to do drills that are going to help their bodies in day-to-day life so that they have functional movement patterns. So that when they go out into the world, whether it be just living or maybe, you know, they're moving their house, they're going to bend over and pick up a box, and they're going to be strong enough to squat down, pick that box up, and move it. So that's our goal, is to just do whatever that takes. Now, what kind of exercises does that mean? Yes, we do push-ups. Yes, we do sit-ups. Yes, we do a lot of sprint drills to make you stronger and faster, but you just never know. It's kind of like, you know, put some dice in a cup and shake it up and roll it out. You never know what you're going to get.
How long does it take, though? I mean, how long does the session last?
Typically about 1 hour. We try to keep it right at an hour. That way we can make sure we get plenty of time for the warm-up, the actual workout, and then a cool-down.
Okay, interesting. And, you know, I know I've asked this before, but what is an ideal candidate for Camp Gladiator? I mean, when I say that, I mean, you know, like you said, that you have so many different types of people. But ultimately, we're talking about body conditioning here. So is there any ideal candidate? Do they need to get the physical checkout, you know, before they attend?
Absolutely. We tell anyone that is starting any type of fitness routine to definitely check with their doctor to make sure it's something that's on their level. You know, we actually do have a lot of old athletes that come out with past injuries, knee surgery, shoulder surgeries. We even have a couple of people that come to boot camp that have had back surgery, and they just make sure they clear it with their doctor. And every single person that comes out like that, we just ask that you give the trainer a list of modifications that your doctor has talked to you about. And each trainer at CG is very well trained in how to modify exercises. So if you're literally incapable of doing something because you're not supposed to, every trainer will give you an alternative exercise. But as far as being an ideal candidate, we say if you have the want to, we've got a workout for you. And that we just say you don't have to be in tip-top shape at all. In fact, we don't want you to be in tip-top shape. That's where we want to get you.
Mm-hmm. About how many participants do you get on a particular session?
Right now, we've got a little over 200 signed up in the Dallas area, and our largest session that we've had, and this was during the really cold weeks, the largest session we've had this last four-week series has been about 60 people. Of course, some of our, you know, we have unique hours. We have all, you know, the early morning and the evening, which draw out our larger crowds. But we also have a 9:15 a.m. And a 4:20 p.m. location, which draw a little bit of a smaller, more intimate crowd. So we've kind of got the different sizes of camps for everyone. But come March, April, May, Johnny, be prepared. be prepared to see an amazing sight of 100-plus boot campers out in one location just sweating and working towards their goals together.
Now, what is the main draw? Is it the morning or the afternoon sessions that you find that people are gravitating towards?
Well, I love to thank Mr. Weather for this. It just really depends. When it's really warm outside, we see a huge influx in our morning locations. And when it's really cold outside, we see a huge influx in our evening locations.
Yeah.
But when the weather's just about right, which I call that March, April, May, kind of September, October time frame, we see pretty much equal sizes of camps in the morning and the evening, just because you've got the people that are really the morning worker outers that like to get it done before they go to work during the day.
Right.
And the people who just love to come and relax and unwind and get a great workout after work as well.
Now, I understand that you guys, I mean, when they do this, you know, like, are they on like a six-week training program or a 10-week? What's a normal cycle, if you can walk us through?
Well, actually, we do four-week sessions, which means we started back on January 4th, and we're actually week four right now. So we will finish camp on Saturday. And in fact, I would love to invite everybody who's listening today to come out to camp this week or on Saturday. You don't have to be signed up. You just come out, tell one of the trainers, hey, I heard about Camp Gladiator from Johnny, you know, from his radio show, and I listened to Amy speak. We want to make sure that you get a free session out of this so you can see for yourself what camp is all about. But we will end camp on Saturday with our famous Eliminator Obstacle Course.
Oh, gosh, that sounds intimidating to me, you know?
But you know what? We have kids that run this thing. So
okay.
I just come out and you run this obstacle course. It's really fun. It's not, you know, some of it's a little daunting, but we're there to help you the whole way through. But then after that Eliminator course this weekend, we will actually have an off week. And that's an opportunity for campers to let their bodies kind of, you know, recuperate, maybe go in and do some alternative exercises such as swimming. Maybe they're in a running program. And then we will start back up a new session, another four-week session on February 8th. And we rotate our camps like that, 4 weeks on, 1 week off, 4 weeks on, 1 week off the entire year.
Well, that's a very, very interesting concept. Well, let's talk about how this whole thing got started. I know you and Allie met, and of course, Allie being you know, a gladiator champion and so forth. Kind of, you know, for our listeners who are new to this, like we've heard of you guys, but I mean, I've heard of you guys, but I really don't know the story behind the story, so to speak. Why don't you just kind of give us a quick history lesson here?
Well, a couple of years ago, a girl by the name of Allie Davidson, on her wedding day, decided she wanted to do one last crazy thing before she got married. So she and her bridesmaids went down to the Austin Convention Center, I think it was, and they were having tryouts for the Gladiator. Mm. Allie tried out, did more pull-ups than anybody else, and won a ticket to the show out in Los Angeles to participate on the Gladiator.
Mm.
And when they asked her, is your husband athletic, she said, heck yeah. So out he went as well. And you know, if you watch the show, and sometimes you can catch it on old game networks, or you can watch the videos on our website, you'll see that Jeff made it all the way to the semifinals, and Allie won the entire show. She was the grand champion gladiator, you know, the whole deal. So she comes back to Dallas and goes back to her desk job, and she's thinking, heck, I want to train people like gladiators. So with her past group, her group exercise experience, and she was also a collegiate athlete, she decided to start Camp Gladiator. Now, you know, at first she just, you know, they did a huge story on her in the Dallas Morning News, and she and Jeff were members at Watermark Church, so they pulled from the people that they knew, and they got a lot of people to sign up for camp. And that very first camp, I believe they had about 40 people sign up, and Allie did it by herself. And the next month, she realized it was going to be a little bit bigger, so she brought on Mason Murphy, who is actually Jeff's friend and top personal trainer at Premier Club, brought him on board to help out. And then the third month, they got a little bit bigger, and that's when Allie and I met. I was actually teaching a group exercise class called Boot Camp, and she met me and said, hey, I loved your class. I really want you to come out and take a look at CG. And when I did, I was thoroughly impressed, and I was actually jealous that I didn't get to go to CG. I was like, I want to work out at CG. I came on board as a trainer, and since then we've grown camp from 40 campers to, I mean, between our Dallas, Austin, Plano, Addison camps, we have over 400 campers.
That's interesting. Now, what's the ratio of people, you know, staying in and versus, you know, sort of drop off by the wayside, I guess, eventually, like, you know, like health clubs, you know?
Well, it's pretty typical as far as similar to the way a health club goes. Mm-hmm. But what I think that we do see is a higher return rate from what we call our consecutive campers and veteran campers. And this is really the best deal around. Once you come out to camp for a month and you pay for that first month, you never, ever, ever have to pay that much ever again. We have an amazing what's called consecutive camper discount. Mm-hmm. So that each month you come back, it is literally, it can be up to half price or more off to attend camp. Mm-hmm. We've got different options and, you know, different, you can come back for 1 month or 2 months or 6 months, which is really our best deal. We see, I would say we see between 80 and 85% of our campers come back on a monthly basis. And then there are those people, like a lot of people use our training program in some of their other aspects. In fact, we had a girl who had run several marathons, and she qualified for the Boston Marathon, and she used Camp Gladiator for 3 months as her speed training program, because if any of you have ever done a half or a full marathon, there's certain aspects of speed training. And so she came out, did CG, and actually shaved off, I want to say, 7 or 8 minutes of her best time and got a personal record at the Boston Marathon.
So basically what you guys have is that you guys offer something to whereby, hey, if I'm in it just for about, say, 4 weeks or 8 weeks for that matter, because I've got a personal thing I'm doing, you know, an event that I'm preparing for, I could still come in and join you guys, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So if you're a runner or a swimmer or a triathlete, or maybe you're just not really, you've never done anything like this before, we're a great program to come out to a couple of times a week to kind of supplement what you're doing on your own. Or a lot of what people do, we are their workout every day of the week. So it just depends on what your goals are and what you're wanting to do.
Interesting. Well, how does the trainers deal with participants with different levels of fitness
when
they all show up at the same time?
We're all trained on how to deal with that. And the great, that's a great question, actually. A lot of people think that. They're like, oh, my gosh, I could never keep up with that that person up there. They are just, maybe they're a 22-year-old, you know, college athlete coming out to Camp Gladiator, and, you know, you've got maybe a 47-year-old mom that's like, I can't run like that. So what we do is we never, ever, ever have you compete with each other. Sometimes we do fun games where it gets a little competitive, but what we do is we say, okay, we're going to do 1 minute of push-ups. So in that 1 minute of push-ups, let's take that elite athlete and let's take the mom. The elite athlete might do 40 or 50 push-ups in a minute. That could be potentially how many they do. Well, let's say the mom hasn't worked out in, I don't know, 2 years. It's been a long time since they've worked out. And she gets down there, and she does 8 push-ups in a minute. Well, it doesn't really matter, because as long as everybody is trying their best, that is what your best level is in a one-minute period. And at the end of a four-week series, believe it or not, that elite athlete may only be able to do 5 or 6 more push-ups, where I guarantee you that mom that only did 8 the first time around will do 20 plus. you always see better games like that. And so don't ever worry that we're going to make you, go up against somebody that, you know, maybe is a better athlete than you. We're always going to make the workout about you, design it for you, and make it the best for you. And it really does not depend. It really is not dependent upon whether or not you're a good athlete or not.
Should participants bring their own equipment?
We ask everybody to bring a yoga or workout mat and a set of dumbbells and, of course, water to every workout. And, we recommend a towel because sometimes you get sweaty and you might want to wipe your mat off. Mm. But you definitely want to bring out some dumbbells that are, appropriate for your size. For ladies, we recommend 8-pound or 10-pound dumbbells. And for guys, we recommend 12, 15. Heck, some guys even bring 20-pound dumbbells.
So you just want to show off there, right?
I guess so. And I think sometimes they bring those 20-pound dumbbells the first session, and then you see them carrying around 12 pounds after that, and you wonder, what happened? Where'd those 20 pounds go?
Sports injury, that's all. It's not a pride deal. It's just sports injury, Recovery.
Exactly.
That's the way it works.
They didn't want to show off too much that next session.
There you go. It's very, very interesting. Now, as far as participation here in the Dallas area. Now, I know I've kind of followed you and I've seen you, all this has special offers and so forth. The participants that you have, do you have a lot of moms that are involved with your program?
Oh, absolutely. We have all levels of moms, too. We have moms that have just given birth, 12 weeks before that are using us as a way to kind of get off some of that excess baby weight that you've gained. Mm-hmm. And then we also have moms that have younger kids. And so while their kids go to Mother's Day out or, maybe they're playing at home with some friends, they definitely sneak out to get a workout in. And then we've got the moms that have older kids, maybe they're we have a great time slot for them, like 9:15 in the morning, or a lot of them, in the evenings or mornings before work, they come out their workout in before their kids are even awake. So we definitely have every level that comes out there. And in fact, we have we actually have quite a few expecting mothers that come out to boot camp. And I just found out recently that 4 campers are pregnant kind of all at the same time. And, we definitely have them talk to their doctor about what they're doing. But most doctors will recommend for most people that you continue doing whatever you were doing when you got pregnant up to a certain point. So we have a few ladies that are anywhere between 7 and 8 weeks pregnant all the way up to, almost 20 weeks pregnant that are coming out to boot camp. And, of course, we have modified exercises for some of the things that we do. But other than that, these girls are staying in great shape. And, that way they don't have quite as much hard work to do after the baby's born.
You guys have a market to the moms quite a bit?
We try to do marketing for just about everybody. We have gone into a few different – we have a really great relationship with a lot of schools around Dallas. And so we've gone and we've talked to a lot of the teachers and a lot of them come out. Therefore, a lot of their kids' parents have seen that their teachers are coming out and they've invited them out. So we really get a great response from moms and of course, anybody who's involved with moms, which tends to be everybody. So,
Well, we have an online person by the name of Johnny Dallas, and he's a huge fan of Fam Gladiator, and he's saying it's a great program, and so obviously you have a lot of support here locally in Dallas.
Well, great.
Well, let's talk about this. Does Camp Gladiator provide nutritional counseling?
We do. None of us are registered dietitians or nutritionists. However, as personal trainers, that's one of our guidelines that we can help people with is kind of just, we lean people towards directions of healthy eating. So if I have a boot camper that's really confused about, I really want to know what I need to be eating while I'm doing boot camp, of course we can sit down one-on-one, talk about what they've been doing. And then also with our personal training services that we offer, which all the trainers do offer one-on-one sessions as well, we can get further into depth about what people should do. And we've offered in the past several different seminars through Camp Gladiator that go over the top 10 things that someone should know about nutrition in Camp Gladiator. And then just recently we've launched what's called our biggest winner competition, which join, and when they joined the competition, they were sent a really great meal plan to follow while they were in the challenge to also keep them very well nutritionally fed during a boot camp. So we do offer a lot of different services like that for our campers.
Now, is there a difference between eating to be healthy versus eating to be fit?
I believe there is. I think eating to be healthy means, as you know, just trying to eat as well as you possibly can. You know, you're trying to get in the perfect amount of proteins, the perfect amount of carbohydrates, the perfect amount of fats, and making sure that you're drinking enough water. However, eating to be fit or eating to be an athlete, which I'm going to put fit and athlete in the same category, and a lot of people go, I'm not an athlete. But let me tell you, if you're working out and you're working hard and you're trying to get fit, then you are an athlete. So eating to be an athlete takes a little bit more of a challenging approach because you kind of have to time your food out just right. You know, you need protein before you work out. You need protein after you work out. You need to drink, you know, much more water than you normally would because every hour of exercise requires 16 more ounces of water that need to go through the system. And then also just making sure that you're getting the proper, you know, vitamins and minerals that the body needs in order to keep your body functioning at that high of a level.
Well, do you offer help in terms of directing people in the right direction as far as supplements is concerned and so forth?
Absolutely. I encourage everyone to take a look at what they have in their cabinet and see exactly what they're putting in their body because, believe it or not, over the last 100 years, the food that we eat has become less and less nutrient-based. With the large-scale farming that occurs across the U.S. and processed food items, we are losing nutrients daily through our food. So the only way to get that back is to do one of two things. Eat completely organically from the farm, which luckily here in Dallas, we have a phenomenal farmers market that offers organic options. There's co-ops that you can join across Dallas, and there's a really great farm called Windy Hills Farm, not too far from Dallas, that you can buy organic farm fresh raised chicken and beef. If that's not in your either budget or something that you feel like you and your family can conform to, then I highly recommend that you be on a really great supplement for that or a line of supplements, which means, and, you know, Johnny, I just like to educate all of my clients on a couple of things. Supplements, be very, very, very careful when you're picking out your supplements because they are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, which means
anything
can be found in a supplement, which you can go to your local, you know, drugstore or local vitamin store and you can pick up, you know, vitamin, you know, ABD or whatever you're buying. And you're not really sure what's found in those supplements because they're not regulated. However, there are a few companies out there that do regulate their supplements and actually put them through the same type of testing that a pharmacology company would.
Right.
And you just want to make sure that the supplements that you are taking, for example, I personally take all Advocare products because I know they're tested by Informed Choice. They're also regulated by the NCAA and all the NFL, you know, teams use it as well. So I just know that I make sure I put a really great high-quality supplement in my body because I want to know that it's working. I want to make sure that what I'm taking I'm not wasting through my body.
Do you have a lot of people that come and ask you about those kind of things?
I have people on a daily basis ask me, what do you do? What do you do? And so I sit them down and I say, well, everybody is different. Literally, everybody is different. So it really depends on what you're looking for. I highly recommend, you know, a multivitamin for everyone. But like I said, not just any multivitamin because you don't know what's in it. Make sure you're doing your research. And Advocare's Coreplex definitely has all the different things in a multivitamin that you're looking for. And I always recommend most people need to be on the basics of a multivitamin, of some sort of omega-3s. Women specifically and men need to be on some sort of calcium product. And then a lot of times people don't get enough protein in, and I'm a huge believer in adding in additional protein shakes through the day to make sure that you stay full. And that's one of the biggest problems that people tell me all the time. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I just never feel like I get enough to eat. Well, that's kind of a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing because that means your body's craving food and you need to eat better calories. But it also is a bad thing because it tends to make people be very snacky and grab for really bad food sometimes. So making sure you have good stuff on hand can kind of help alleviate some of those problems that people have with choosing bad food items.
How about, I'm sure in the course of doing what you guys are doing for the last couple of years, running into individuals who got stuck, basically ran out of steam as soon as after they got started, and how do you motivate them to continue?
Well, are you talking about a physical plateau? Or are you
yes.
talking
sort of a physical plateau. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, physical plateaus can happen for a number of reasons. A lot of times it can be maybe they haven't actually challenged their body mm-hmm. to the level that they kind of get stuck in a rut. You know, they go to the gym, they do the same thing day in and day out, and after a while, believe it or not, the body starts thinking that that is the norm, that that is what the normal is supposed to be. So, of course, if your body's in the norm, it's going to look normal. And if mm-hmm. you want to look better than normal, then you're going to have to start increasing the intensity of your workouts. Mm-hmm. Which Camp Gladiator provides immensely. You know, the intensity level, we ask our campers all the time, how many of you would have done that same workout if you'd have gone to the gym? And I don't think I've ever had any camper say, I would have, because the way we challenge your body, we always have you go that one extra mile that maybe you wouldn't have pushed yourself in a gym setting or even on an individual setting. We talk about the power of the group.
Right.
How the power of the group can really be the motivating factor. Having friends around you to work out with, whether they're a friend you brought with you or a friend that you met while you're at Camp Gladiator, can make all the difference in the world.
Well, we got someone in the chat room here mentioned about the fact that that's what he really likes about the fact that it's working out as a group as a whole and then among friends, and it can be very competitive, but it's wonderful because everybody obviously is cheering each other up. To accomplish what you need to accomplish rather than working by yourself and sometimes you lack the motivation, so to speak, to finish up things that you started out with. And one of the things that it sounds like the way you mix and match your workout routine, it's almost, an expert in this, but it sounds like there's a lot of muscle confusion also because you are mixing everything up so that you create a fitness program that's sort of, it's all rounded, so to speak. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Never will you find a day that we're like, okay, guys, today we're just going to work on chest, or today we're just going to do legs, you know, kind of like the typical gym setting would be. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring it out there, and we're literally going to work almost every muscle in your body. People, I love hearing this. Campers come back maybe after their first or second time at camp, and they say, oh, my gosh, I was sore in a muscle I never even knew I had, you know, and that's great because that means we're taking your body to that next level and challenging those muscles that maybe you would not have worked out on your own.
Tell us some of the success stories that you have encountered over the last 2 years, which was really moving in a way.
Well, we've had some of the best success stories, and I really want to start with one of my favorite campers, and I know we're not supposed to have favorites, but hey, mm-hmm. I have a favorite. So her name is Barbara, and believe it or not, she is 72 years old, and she comes out to camp. And in fact, if you want to see Barbara, I encourage you to go to our website. We have a testimonial section, and there's a video of Barbara on there, and she is just the most inspirational and amazing woman. She comes out to our boot camp. And I think that she's lost probably close to 30 pounds since she's been coming out to camp. And she's just amazing. She comes out to two-a-days, which we call the two-a-days.
So she's 72 years old. She's doing this two-a-day, and she's lost how many pounds now?
30 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, she's amazing. She truly is an inspiration. And, you know, when we have people go, oh, I don't think I can do a boot camp. And I'm like, really? Because Barbara, who has definitely never been an athlete in her life, mm-hmm. comes out to two camps a day and has lost 30 pounds. She feels better. She looks better. She's got the greatest outlook on life, and she, believe it or not, mm-hmm. always says, I just don't understand why other people my age aren't out here. I don't understand. They're not all out here.
She validates how I'm feeling. I need to go work out first before I show up, you know, and especially if I'm in her session, I'll be embarrassed.
Not at all. Barbara is very motivational. She is such a great workout partner to have because she is the one who's always cheering other people on, high-fiving people when they get finished with races, because a lot of times we'll do something and, you know, we'll modify it for Barbara, and she'll finish a little bit earlier than maybe some of the rest of the group, and she's there to cheer everybody on, and it just makes you feel good because it just makes you feel like you've got somebody out there that you're thinking, man, I hope when I'm 72 that I'm still out here kicking my own butt at camp, you know?
That's fascinating because it's just, it reminded me of a friend of mine who actually, well, he's older than I am, but he's still young compared to the person that walked right past him going up Mount Everest. there was this guy, I think he's from Japan, and he's like in his 70s, you know, and I'm not going to say my friend's name because he'll be embarrassed for me to say that. But anyway, he likes to go on this adventure kind of thing, and he did. He went to the Himalayas about 3 years ago. And he is, I think, in the 50s or so. And he got, he says, what's embarrassing, Johnny, is that, you know, you have this, like, 70-something-year-old man walk right past you heading up north, you know.
Absolutely. And, you know, all the time we talk about how amazing, and she's actually a true testimonial to what Camp Gladiator can do. Because if you think Barbara, I mean, we call it push-ups. There's two different styles. There's a military-style push-up and then a modified push-up from the knees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Barbara couldn't do military-style push-ups when she first came out to camp. She had to do push-ups from the knees. You watch Barbara now, she can crank out some military-style push-ups, and you're like, that's what coming to camp for over a year can do for you. That's what, you sit there and you look at the gains, muscular gains, that someone in the 70s can get from this. Well, imagine what you can get if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s.
Right. Very, very inspirational. Fascinating. What other success story do you have?
Well, I have another success story of a boot camper that's been coming for quite a while that, you know, they've tried everything. They've tried yoga. They've tried Greg. They've tried Weight Watchers. You know, they just can't seem to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to preach to people all the time. You know, it's not about how much you weigh, guys. It's what you feel. If you put your clothes on, you feel good, and you feel like you're losing inches, then that's the most important thing. But, you know, this girl came out, and she literally said, I've tried everything. This is my last resort. I don't think I can lose weight. I really don't think that my body was designed to lose weight. You know, about 12 weeks later, you know, she comes running up to camp. She goes, I just fit in a size of jeans that I haven't worn since college. And we're like, wow, that is awesome. She goes, she said, but you want to know the funny thing? I've only lost 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, really? You think about a 5-pound weight loss and it doesn't sound like that much. But the fact that she fit into a size of jeans that she hadn't fit into since college meant one of two things. She was dropping fat and gaining muscle so that her body composition was changing. Pounds on the scale weren't dropping, and that is truly remarkable, because that's what you want to do. You want muscle in your body. You don't want to lose muscle. You want, because when people lose massive amounts of weight, sometimes a lot of it can be muscular, and so you want to make sure that your body's turning into a fat burning machine and not a muscle burning machine.
Interesting. Well, any other stories?
And we do have a guy that came out to camp, and he had never run ever before in his entire life. Just had never run, had never been a runner. Like, I'm just really not a runner. And we were like, it's okay. You know, you don't have to be a runner. You know, we'll teach you. And he came out, and he really tried. And for 4 weeks, you know, he just really never finished, you know, up at the top, or never finished, you know, right up at the very beginning. And a couple of months ago, I got an email that said, hey, guess what? And I said, what? I just ran my first 5K. And I'm like, wow, somebody who's never been a runner before just finished a 5K. And it was, you know, it's just really motivational and inspirational for the trainers, because people all the time, oh, you can do it, you can do it. But it's when they send us in those emails and those stories that say, you know what, I did it. I really did do it. And then another, one of my favorite campers, she's actually been coming since the very first day of camp. When I first came on board, it was 3 months after camp had started. So she had already been coming to camp for a couple of months or weeks. And I always thought she was one of the top campers. You know, she always finished up in the front pack. You know, we always do this lap, and we tell people to run as fast as they can for one lap.
Mm-hmm.
And we always come in the top 10 or 15 people. And I walked up to her one day. I was like, man, I said, what sport did you play? You know, where did you play sports? She looked at me. She goes, you don't know about me, do you? And I said, no. She goes, the first 8 weeks of camp before you knew me, I came in last place every single time. I was the slowest person out here.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, but she said, something happened, and my body started feeling better, and I just decided I'm going to run faster. And she said, now I just come in the top all the time. And so she never knew that she was a competitive, had that competitive spirit or had
right.
that edge to her until placed in that environment where she could really let it flourish.
That's interesting. She inspires me to disguise myself, show up for camp for about first 6 weeks, and then finally, you know.
Hey, bring it on, Johnny.
Identify myself.
I'm very excited about you coming out to camp. I'm very excited.
Well, we'll see. I'm still thinking about it, you know, and I need to talk to our mutual friend Desiree and try to figure out how I can do this because I don't want to be embarrassed to be out there. And you know I hate running, so I can do everything else, but I just hate running, so we'll see. Let's talk about Camp Gladiator for Kids.
Okay.
Tell us about this program.
Well, this is really a great program, and taking it back to the very beginning, Allie and Jeff, that's their ultimate dream, is to have an adventure camp for kids. And in fact, I don't know if a lot of people know that our slogan is live adventurously for him, you know, for Christ. And
mm-hmm.
we're not, I don't say we're not a Christian camp by any means. But, of course, we love, you know, we love that atmosphere and that spirit that that can bring to our campers.
Mm-hmm.
So our goal is to give every kid the opportunity to live adventurously through a camp, you know, for God. And so they ultimately want to open, you know, a big camp down in South Texas where kids can come and do sports for a week and get fit and stay, you know, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this last summer, we actually launched our first kids camp, and it was a one-week camp. Kids got to come out for the morning session, like 8 to noon. We split them up into two different tribes, and they just went through all these really, really fun games. They played, like, noodle hockey and relay races and tennis ball games, and then we would set up a big obstacle course and the kids could run through it, and they did face, you know, they painted their faces like little warriors and
mm-hmm.
Really, really fun. And in fact, we brought on, I think, 15 college kids who served as camp counselors for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a day camp. Now, another version of kids camp that we plan on having here in Dallas is going to be a more sports-related kids camp where it's kind of a mini version of what our adult camp is like, and it's
mm-hmm.
for emerging athletes or kids that just want to stay in shape through the summer. It's
mm-hmm.
going to be a one-week program here in the Dallas area where we'll have a young kid can come out for an hour and do their workout, then we'll have, like, the middle school, intermediate school age, and then we'll have, like, a high school camp, and it'll be more geared towards speed, agility, and performance for actual school or club sports.
Now, you also were voted as the best boot camp here in Texas.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, the voters spoke. That's pretty much all I can say is that every year Competitor Magazine, which is a really great magazine that follows the top fitness trends,
mm-hmm.
did a poll. And they had all of their readers and anyone that, you know, came across the poll to vote on what they thought the best boot camp in Texas was, and Camp Gladiator took the top spot, which we were extremely proud of. Because being a brand new boot camp, you know, we're almost afraid, well, not enough people know about us. Well, obviously enough of our campers and friends of our campers loved us enough to vote us the best boot camp in Texas.
No, that's very interesting. One of the things that I know I've read a lot about the whole philosophy and so forth on your website, and I'm glad you mentioned about God and but spiritual, and like you say, it's not a Christian organization or anything like that, but obviously when it's all said and done, when you talk about complete body fitness, it's all about putting things together from a wholesome perspective. You got to be spiritual, and you're working inside and out. So you can work things on the outside, but then nothing really happens unless you generate it from the inside to have the staying power to finish the course, so to speak. So what you guys are doing is fantastic in the sense that you guys are putting together the whole complete package. And I think that's what sometimes is missing. And And of course, in some ways, you know, when individuals like me that goes out to the gym and work out, of course, for me occasionally, compared to others, I think maybe from this perspective of having the group concept from the Gladiator Boot Camp sounds to me give everybody the opportunity to build a friendship as a group and feed off each other in terms of, you know, support and everything else.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, that's one of the things that we were just recently talking about with some boot campers. And I posed the question not too long ago, what to our campers. I said, hey, guys, what makes us different than any other boot camp? You know, why are we different than, you know, so-and-so's boot camp across the way or whatever? And they said, you know what? It's how warm and inviting you guys make me feel when you come out here. You know, I actually had a camper tell me, actually, Allie, the girl who started Camp Gladiator, she said that she went to another boot camp here in Dallas for 2 months, and no one ever said hi to her. She never knew a trainer's name, and no one ever asked her how she was doing. They just did the workout and left. Now, some people, they may like that environment. But the difference between that and what we do is we know all of our campers by name. We know where you, I mean, we know, we probably know all kinds of stuff about you. And the cool thing about that is because we're friends with you on Facebook. We email people how they're doing. We've been invited to campers' weddings. We've been invited to receptions. We've had people, you know, hey, I'm having my birthday party, my New Year's party, you know, all kinds
right.
of stuff. And we really do make it a huge family atmosphere. And the neat thing is we've got a bunch of events on our calendar this year. So it's not just about boot camp with us. We also want to, you know, have fellowship with these people outside of our camp environment. So once a month, so we may all go rock climbing together at one of the gyms here, you know, the rock climbing.
Right, gym. Right.
We're actually taking a road trip down to Mahia, Texas in March to participate in an adventure race, which is a team-based approach to canoeing and hiking and, you know, figuring out kind of like Amazing Race. You know, we have clues.
Right.
We're all going to do that together. In May, we're all doing the Warrior Dash together, which is a big
event. So actually, you're building a team. You're building, you know, camaraderie among everyone who participates. I have a question for you from Josh in Lexington, Kentucky.
Wow.
He's really excited. He's fired up. His question is, when can he expect a Camp Gladiator in Lexington, Kentucky?
Well, you know what? I venture to say, watching how fast we've grown here in Texas and the interest that we've actually started to see from some other states, as soon as we can get an amazing trainer from Lexington, Kentucky, and a team of people up there that will be willing to come down here to Texas and see what we've got going on, you better believe that I would say as soon as we can get the team to roll up that direction, I say Camp Gladiator is going to go. I really do foresee us to go nationwide, if not international, in the next 5 to 10 years because it is such a powerful, powerful group atmosphere, and they're the only thing holding us back right now are people to be able to make this happen, because there's only about 6 of us right now, but as we get larger and stronger and more popular, we would love to come to Lexington, Kentucky.
Well, you just may have to pack up your bag and you know, and head out to Lexington.
I don't know. If Josh can point me to a city park and get about 30 people out there, I'll come up there and run a boot camp.
Hey, you know, so Josh, you hear that? If you can get 30 people, she'd be out there to get a boot camp started. That's interesting. Well, how can someone get in touch with you to join your Gladiator Boot Camp here in Dallas? Or in Austin, for that matter, you do have several of them in Texas. So let us know how they can get in touch with you guys.
The best way to get in touch with us is on our website, which is www.campgladiator.com. And once you get on there, you can either choose Dallas or Austin and just read through, see if any of the locations are near you and if they work with your schedule. There's a little sign-up tab up on the right top right-hand corner. And you just fill out that form, and if you just I invite people to come out this week and try a session for free. I would love for anyone who's listening to the show to do that. However, if you know your schedule's booked this week and you know you want to definitely come out and do camp next month, click that sign-up tab, and I'm going to go ahead and offer this up to everyone listening right now. And also, Johnny, if there's a way we can maybe post this on either your website or
sure.
your I would like to offer a discount to anyone listening today to come out. It's normally $160 to sign up for a four-week camp, which let me tell you a little bit about our camp. Mm-hmm. We're not, once you sign up, you can only go to one location. Like, that's the only place you can go. We are we call it a season pass. You can go to any location, any day, any time, as much as you want for four straight weeks. So you really do get a great deal. But I would like everyone to have a coupon. And I'll send a coupon code to Johnny, but let's say you want to sign up right now as soon as the show is over. Go online, sign up, and in the little box that asks you for your coupon or discount code, I just want you to write the following sentence: Amy Radio Show, $25 off. So you guys will get a $25 off coupon. And, I mean, just write Amy Radio Show, $25 off, and our registration people will know that you are listening to the show and that you want to sign up, and you'll get $25 off that $160.
That's a fantastic offer. Thank you very much for doing that. But I think people are excited. I know Josh is excited in Lexington, and hopefully that you guys can work things out. We've given him the information about Camp Gladiator, and hopefully he's obviously interested in getting some trainers to talk to you guys, and hopefully you guys can work something out, and maybe Lexington might be the first out-of-state camp that you guys are going
to
be having. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, well, we're looking to head towards Louisiana pretty soon, so I hope that Kentucky might be next on our list.
Amy, what's your email address that you would like to share with us and with a potential guest that wants to get in touch with you?
Well, it's actually really simple. Everybody that works for Camp Gladiator has the easiest email address possible. It's our first name, Amy, A-M-Y, at campgladiator.com. You can email Mason, M-A-S-O-N, Mason at Camp Gladiator, Aaron at Camp Gladiator, Jonathan at Camp Gladiator. So any of the trainers that you know or any of us that you want to contact, it's just our first name at campgladiator.com. And I would love to hear from you. If you have any specific questions for me, or maybe you're still unsure and not real sure if Camp Gladiator's for you, I invite you to send me an email with your phone number included so that we can talk about why I think you should come out to camp.
Interesting. What can we expect from Ellie and you in 2010 besides the things that we talk about and the kids camp and so forth?
You know, Johnny, the couple things that you can expect from CG are awesome. We are opening three brand new locations in the McKinney Allen Frisco area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to start in February. We also anticipate opening brand new locations in the Arlington, Fort Worth, kind of Keller, North Richland Hills area, starting in March and April. You can also expect San Antonio to open in June of 2010, mm-hmm. and opening up down there. And hopefully we're looking into potentially opening Shreveport, Louisiana. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we have a lot of stuff on our plate for 2010. The other thing that you can look forward to, Johnny, and I want to invite everyone out there to the most amazing, awesome event you will see in 2010 called Gladiator Games.
Okay.
What this is going to be on October 2nd, 2010. It's a huge kind of, we're going to set up the biggest, baddest obstacle course you've ever seen. And we're also going to have a 5K, just a race. And all the that we raise from our 5K, we're actually going to be profiting the Guns and Hoses of Dallas and Fort Worth. And what that is we work very closely with the Dallas Police Department. We actually train them on certain Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the proceeds from our 5K are going to go to the Guns and Hoses, which is a benefit of families of fallen police officers and fallen fire department members. And so we're really excited about partnering up with that group for our big Gladiator Games event in October.
Well, fantastic. That sounds really great. Amy, we're closing out the show here. We got about a minute and a half left. Do you have a recipe for living for us this morning?
Yeah, I actually do. And it's really, really special. It's something that my mom taught me when I was a little girl. And it said, she just always told me, whenever things are getting crazy and overwhelming in life and you just really don't know, you know, what's going on or how you're going to deal with it, she said, I just want you to imagine that God is holding you in his hand, and then he just keeps you there nice and safe and sound and tucked away from all the bad stuff. So no matter what you've got going on in your life, whether it's turmoil health-wise or family-wise, financial-wise, whatever it is, then if you can just imagine yourself in God's safe hands, then it will all pass.
Fantastic. Thank you for the great recipe for living. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us this morning. Please join me next Tuesday morning to kick off our February's theme, Love Will Find a Way. Our February is all dedicated to love. My guest will be America's golf and love coach, Catherine Behan. Catherine has been playing golf for over 30 years and has been teaching golf professionally for 10 years. Please join Catherine and I next week as we will be discussing her techniques to lower your golf handicap and raising your personal magnetism so that you can attract the right romance and love naturally. By the way, thank you again, Amy, for being with us this morning. And to everyone who's listening, thank you. Have a great week. And see you guys next week, Tuesday. Amy, thank you again. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Johnny, bye.